Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. Archbishop Alec Banda appears before DEC. Governance expert calls for clear voter education on MPs' responsibilities. And 32 Cubans killed during U.S. attack on Venezuela.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda has appeared before the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, to assist with investigations in a matter involving a Toyota Hilux vehicle he is alleged to have received under questionable circumstances. Archbishop Banda, who was interviewed at DEC headquarters, arrived at the commission at around 10 hours in the company of several supporters, including members of the Catholic Church, opposition political party leaders, and civil society representatives. Lawyers John Sangwa and Jonas Zimba, along with a few bishops, were allowed to accompany the Archbishop into the DEC premises. However, several individuals were not permitted entry. Among them, PF Acting Faction President Given Luvinda, PF Presidential Aspirant Makebi Zulu, and United Kwacha Alliance Chairperson Sakwiva Skota, among others. Speaking to journalists, Makebi Zulu claimed that he is one of the lawyers representing Archbishop Banda, but said he was denied access to the DEC premises.
That's why I'm here, and I'm supposed to be inside there. The police have decided who goes there and who doesn't, which is quite unfortunate. Seeing that we came all the way after getting instructions, we've been briefed throughout this week to be able to attend to this matter, and we're here waiting to be allowed in. Well, they're saying that I'm a politician, but I'm here in my capacity as a lawyer, so it's quite unfortunate that.
And lawyers representing the Archbishop declined to comment on the matter after the questioning. Earlier, scores of worshippers and political leaders gathered at the Cathedral of the Child Jesus for a solidarity mass ahead of the Archbishop's appearance before DEC. In his message to the faithful, Archbishop Banda said Nazareth is a place of reverence where God reveals himself, adding that Nazareth is not about the amount of power one possesses, but about empowering others.
Nathaniel's response was more about perception of a town of heaven, just like we do in our life. Perceptions are objects of our judgment, assumptions that we make, the labeling that we do, and the exclusions that we make, be it of people, be it of places, be it of circumstances. In this regard, Nazareth is about how we see and relate to others. That's
the Drug Enforcement Commission summoned Archbishop Alec Banda to assist with investigations relating to a motor vehicle in a matter involving the Zambia Revenue Authority. Government, through the Road Development Agency, RDA, says it is upgrading 85 kilometers of the Lumwana-Kavimba Road to bituminous standard and constructing a one-stop border post at Kavimba in Northwestern Province. RDA Chief Communications and Corporate Affairs Manager Anthony Muloa says the concessionaire Sandstone Limited has already mobilized to site and commenced early works. In a statement, Mr. Muloa explains that the concessionaire is currently on an industrial break and is expected to resume works in mid-January 2026. He notes, however, that Northwestern Province experiences high rainfall, making it difficult to undertake earthworks at this time due to the high moisture content in the gravel material. Meanwhile, Mr. Muloa has disclosed that government, through the RDA, has also signed a concession agreement for the upgrading of the Solwezi-Kipushi Road to bituminous standard, along with the construction of associated border infrastructure in Kipushi, with a groundbreaking ceremony scheduled for 31st October 2026. Governance expert Gilbert Chisenga has urged civil society organizations, CSOs, involved in voter education to properly acquaint voters with constitutional provisions so they clearly understand the roles and responsibilities of members of parliament. Mr. Chisenga says it is unfortunate that many aspiring candidates, particularly those contesting the Chawama parliamentary seat, have continued to mislead voters about what they will deliver once elected. He has emphasized that members of parliament have clearly defined roles under the constitution and that failure to understand these roles often leads to unrealistic expectations among the electorate. Mr. Chisenga has further observed that many CSOs have fallen short in sensitizing the public on the qualities and leadership standards voters should consider when choosing parliamentary candidates, calling for stronger and more effective voter education efforts.
Parliamentary candidates continue to rely to gullible voters that they are going to do this and this. It's a lie. It's a lie. So those that are lying in the Chawama constituents, I mean, I think they must be put to shame. We must show them the provisions of the constitution, which speaks to the roles of a member of parliament. So the people of Chawama must just get the food. We have seen that others are distributing meal meals, cooking oil, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, they have to scrutinize the suitable person to go and represent them in parliament. They must be acquainting themselves to the provisions of the constitution so that they understand the roles of a member of parliament. And even civil society organizations that are doing civic education and voter education, at least, emphasize on those responsibilities of a member of parliament.
Former Agriculture Minister Peter Daka says the increased Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and the delimitation of constituencies will spur development across the country. Mr. Daka says the measures will enable development to reach far-flung areas, as resources will be more evenly distributed. He adds that the UPND administration should be applauded for the move, noting that it is expected to promote sustainable development nationwide. Mr. Daka also says constituency delimitation will make it easier for members of parliament to interact with citizens in their respective constituencies.
This CDA for 40 million in so many constituencies, so that it reaches to the point of those people. So sometimes we shouldn't be negative about everything. Pick up certain things that are good in any situation and make it good. So for me, I feel elated because the CDF that I had at the time was 750, and to cut it across 11 words, it was impossible. Even those words are very big, they are not proportionate to me, same. But you say no CDF share at 10 boreholes here. When
the Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga says Zambia is engaging several countries on the possibility of utilizing uranium as a long-term source of electricity. In an interview, Mr. Mulenga has noted that Zambia must continue diversifying its energy sources in order to support growth in the manufacturing sector. He said over-reliance on hydropower has taught the country a lesson.